Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Big J. Okerson.
Hi.
For the SDR show.
Hey, fellow addicts. I've never said that.
Hey, look at you. That's also a weird term, right? Fellow addicts? I don't know. Well, who the fuck knows where that came from?
You decide to name the people addicts.
Yeah, but the fellow addicts is an odd way to put it. I don't know. What else should I say?
Well, you're an old man.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Countrymen? addicts? Lend me your ear.
Lend me your ear. I have a thing to say about the OnlyFans contest. we are doing an OnlyFans experience of Miss SDR OnlyFans. I'm going to screw up the name, but I'm going to try
it. So slim.
Thank you. Someone asked me if you're going to start calling me that. But you know what's funny? I'm still 20 pounds heavier.
Oh, fuck off.
That's what it is. That's crazy. When you first met me, I'm just saying, when you first, I'm going to fucking
throw this thing. I run so much.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Okay. Sarah Russi, Presley.
Dawson.
And
Madison Knox.
Madison Knox, as well as Chris from Brooklyn, Tim Butterly, Brian Six, all on the show.
Beezer.
What is it again? The Beezer?
Beezer.
The Beezer. I don't know. Sorry. Whatever. Anyway, this show happens every single Wednesday.
He's
every
Bonfire
single,
Royalty.
Okay. Every single Wednesday, every single Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR, get 20% off the entire network, a 7-day free trial.
Don't worry, everyone. I wasn't there for Toad.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Boy, every time you miss a show, did Jay quit?
We spotted the ocean.
That's my favorite song, by the way.
The head of the trail.
I listened to it for like 10 days straight.
Where are we going? So far away.
All right, here it is right now. The OnlyFans experience.
Knew we were lying.
Oh, yes, the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. Weed, our beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know.
I'm sorry.
We can't get the police involved, but...
Guys, I don't mean to interrupt your...
We can take all their money.
I don't mean to interrupt your pedophile talk, but we're starting the podcast.
Pedophile hunting.
I feel like that's how you start the show every time. It's like, dude, I hate to interrupt the
I'm sorry that you got it. You're deeply ensconced in your pedophile talk.
Well, the thing is, I was going to... my big idea was...
By the way, you didn't say ding after the thing is. You've just pissed off Shannon right at the top of the show.
Beezer and Kyla, pedophile hunters was my dream show to make. Now I worry about the liabilities of it. So what we're doing to start off on a smaller level is
pedophile meters.
Ride along with a current pedophile hunter.
Okay.
Who's been listening to the show and he's in.
So any liability you feel would go on him and you'd be safe?
100%. We're going to go where he's saying he's doing it and we will be there when he does it and talk to him. And we'll talk to him on the radio show ultimately too. I got really stoned. I talked to Beezer about it on the phone. And
I don't know who Beezer is. Should I know who Beezer is?
Beezer.
Oh, Beezer.
Brian Six,
yeah. I didn't know Beezer was your hipster name.
Yeah, hipster. Yeah.
Don't you dare.
How dare you?
How dare
you? Ralph.
Sorry.
Get my head into
the pedophile game.
Get your head in the ass.
Your head's so far up your ass. So what I pictured in my head, for some reason I thought about it, and it was the first person I ever gave any negativity right before I got stoned, and I got stoned and was like, all I picture was a guy coming up, and we go, hey, you know, put your hands where I can see him, you piece of shit. You're here to fuck a child, and you're a scumbag. And then just going like, yeah, I said to myself, this was a sting. I'm going to fucking end it. And just blowing his brains out right there in a Wawa parking lot and being like, I don't know if we have the permits for this. It got me like spooked enough to go like, let me go see what he does exactly.
Dude.
And take it from there.
But my question is this. We haven't introduced anybody yet, but let me just say, in the history of any pedophile show I've ever heard of, You've never heard of a guy killing himself ever once.
Yeah,
which is
weird. One guy. What are you talking about? The one guy on the catch. That's why they stopped to catch.
Oh, the naked
guy. The guy who was in local government somewhere shot himself in the
head. And also a pastor of some sort.
So two out of 1,000 is pretty good odds.
Yeah,
not 1,000. I don't know how many it is.
But yeah, Chris Hansen's on the internet now too, doing his own thing. But
Ralph's gonna be destroying all the hard drives.
Yeah, I just need to know. I need to know my liability is what I'm trying to. I'm asking.
Dude, Ralph, nothing would make me happier than if you're the person who shows up on when I ride along.
Dude.
I go, oh, fuck, I know this guy. This is weird.
Man, the meeting him at a Wawa parking lot instead of an apartment is hilarious.
A Wawa parking lot.
Yo, meet me in a Wawa parking lot with like two shorties, ham, one ham, one turkey, and then some chips.
Taking the food
and then
them.
Butterly and his fucking family out and like sitting on their Cutlass like, yo, you're fucking gross, dude.
Yeah.
Ralph, were you on WhatsApp asking her if she wanted to play a game where she gives you a lap dance?
Some of these guys are gross. And the thing is, what's funny is you start to feel for them a bit because the pedophile hunters are
dude.
Such bully assholes.
Yeah. Nah, there's no
But you have to remember, fucked. Like, oh, they're scumbags trying to do this.
They're pedophiles.
I'm going to tell you a story that I swear to God, Jay, I know you never believe me, but this is, it's not me. I'm going to start by saying this doesn't happen
to
me.
Okay, it's definitely Ralph.
Exactly. But it's a good friend of mine. And he is roughly my age. He's a year older. He's 52.
Let's right? call him. Oh. He's exactly my height.
South Rutten?
Yes. South Rutten. He lives in Canada. No, but here in New York.
And he would have known. He goes to a different podcast. Yeah.
Compound.
Yeah, he's a compound guy.
We met at camp.
Yeah. And he was telling me, he was bragging about the fact, because whatever, and I know you think it's creepy. I think she was 23, mm-hmm. right? And he's 52, so, I mean, he was probably, oh, my God. And then one day she says, I think we have to stop hanging out. And he goes, why? She goes, well, I need to tell you the truth. I'm 17.
Ooh.
And 17 is legal,
mm-hmm.
but that is kind of
this
dicey.
Is in New York?
That's here in New York. 17 is legal in New York.
So this happened to you when?
What? Huh?
Yeah, so, in North Jersey. Yeah.
He actually...
17 is legal. It's called the Ralph Sutton Act.
Yeah. I was creeped out by that. That seemed a little much, but he thought it was cool. I don't think it's cool. He thought it was cool.
I don't know. That's kind of
this guy, Mouth
ass,
Sutton,
dude.
Whatever his name is.
Ralph Mutton. Ralph the Mouth
Sutton. Rutten.
Yeah. Thanks for Mutton.
Because of Ralph's Law, she now has to go on a registry for age.
Ralph Law.
You have to tell me if you're not 18. It's
Ralph's got to go door to door.
She's registered in Ralph's Law. Yeah, dude. Look her up. It's a really cool list.
Yeah, they're all pretty
all cool, guys.
We had stellar ideas. One of your punishments to roof your phone, which is great.
Oh, the Cowboys.
It just doesn't read well.
Make them wear cowboys.
Can I tell you something? Do you know what I found out recently, guys? Roofing something is a very local Philadelphia term.
Yeah. No,
dude,
no.
They have
we
no
used
idea
to roof shit.
Did you? Because I'd say dude, Ralph's face was puzzled.
Dude, we used to tackle
I was
people
able to
and
put
roof
together
their
what it meant.
We put together, but
yeah,
it wasn't
dude,
a term you used.
Right there.
You never tackled somebody and roofed their sneakers?
Yeah, I think it's a neighborhood dude thing. Like, Chris is a neighborhood
Maybe
dude,
that's what it is, because roofing somebody's shit. Like, that was one of my.
Dude,
Black Comedy Circuit, one of the funniest. Insults I ever heard to somebody.
Is
I forget which
N-word?
Comic said it. No, it was in there somewhere. But he goes, dude, your mom's so strong she could roof a napkin. It's such a funny fucking line.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you got to know what you're talking about to get that joke.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
But you put it together. But like it's I was saying put your sneakers up on the wires, like
because
this guy. Rami, last one, he made a guy shave all of his head hair off, but like crazy with like scissors.
But so was the idea, if I do this punishment, then they let you go? I've never seen
that. Right. Or that's what they let you, that's what they leave you to believe.
Yeah, we're going to
because that's what they're getting their YouTube footage for.
Okay.
Then they're turning in the cops anyway.
But
there was one, I just said this in the bonfire,
you know,
but it bears repeating, dude. There's a...
You would think if I was a pedophile, I would do my research to know.
Dude, it's on my YouTube, and it's so funny. There's one... I must have right at the moment, I think, on my YouTube page. But, like, not my YouTube page, but my login.
Yeah.
There's a guy, this big fat guy. His wife comes out at one point. They're confronting him. And this is a different pedophile hunter. There's a guy named, he's in trouble, too. Chet Rose.
Is this the N-word dude?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that guy. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble for, like, racist shit. But he goes after people. But he goes after this big guy. And he's interesting because he goes after guys who are trying to defend as a father. You'll get this, too. This piece of shit, he gets people like, the guy I'm talking about usually gets gay guys trying to get younger boys.
Okay.
It's also easy pickings for, like, you could scare the shit out of them. They're usually flamboyant gay guys. This guy goes after dudes who are there to fuck, like, 9-year-old girls.
Oh.
Whoa.
And so,
how dumb do you have to be to think you're chatting with a 9-year-old girl?
Yeah, on the internet? It's like, dude, she's good with her words per minute.
Yeah, they say some pretty gross shit. But this guy, they confront him, and he's like trying to go with the, okay, you're not going to call the cops if I talk to you. His wife comes out. He goes and starts to say his wife what's going
she
on.
Was
she
a
goes.
Load.
She comes out. She goes. She's a fat load.
Oh,
she goes.
Of course.
She goes. I'm not. She goes. This is bullshit. You're lying. Get out of here. Leave. Get the fuck out of here. And then she goes back inside. She's like, I'm calling the cops. And he goes, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And the husband's even going like, honey, don't call the cops. Don't call. She goes, I'm calling the cops. And she goes inside. And that guy, the pedophile, they always like, they're so sweet in this moment because they think they're like, yeah, man, sorry. She's just not getting it. But like, you know, I know I'm sick. And I really appreciate you guys doing this for me because, you know, it's like, I know it's like, this is good. He's just doing it because he thinks the cops aren't being called.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, that's why I'm trying to tell you guys everything. You know, it's like, I got a problem, I guess. And I don't know. It's like, I guess I just have a problem, and I appreciate you being so cool. And just like, you know, she's...
Then I'm just being honest with you guys.
Yeah,
being
honest first all, mm-hmm. secondly.
And he,
I'm being honest with you.
He gets in on this thing, and the cops pull up. And the cop walks over, and he goes, hey, what's going on here, guys? He goes, ah, this guy's a pedophile. He was, I think he was going to be meeting with an 8-year-old girl for sex today. Dude, oh. It's just, the pedophile just does this. He goes...
Yo, classic.
It's so classic fucking funny. Ass.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's like,
I thought
dude.
We were bros.
That's exactly the energy. And he does it a few times. He goes,
dude, seriously?
He says this is the first time. For multiple accounts, he was trying to talk to 8-year-old girls for sex. And he's just like,
bro.
He really does like the eye roll. Like,
fuck, dude.
Seriously? I thought we fucking talked this. I thought
I
we were going away this weekend.
I know I have a problem. What's the big deal?
I thought we were going away this weekend.
What did you say, dude?
Dude, we got a house in the Poconos coming up, dude.
All right, we got to introduce everyone and get started.
Wait, also, can I say what Brian said it was the funniest fucking thing about when we were brainstorming things to say to the pedophiles. He goes, is this a Philly accent?
I already know.
Say, yeah, he's like, he goes, what are you fucking jerking off Nickelodeon? Dude, Nickelodeon's such a great word for a Philly accent. What are you jerking
dude,
it to Nickelodeon?
That, yeah, that's a speech test for us. Like, Nickelodeon.
And all right, so let's do it real quickly. We introduce everybody real quick. To my right, Chris from Brooklyn.
What's good?
We got Six. What's the new that I didn't know? Breezer?
That's always been Six.
What? The Beezer.
Also known as Beezer.
Beezer. Yes. And Tim Butterly to my left. Thank you, everyone, for
the
coming
Dad
on.
Meat Podcast.
Dad Meat Podcast. High Society Radio. I'm sorry, we're kind of getting the flow going. I don't want to ruin everything here.
You're good. I need you for introductions when it's like a Robbie Krieger or something like that.
Yeah.
But when it's friends, you're horrible.
I'm horrible. Because I figure, I know, you're
this
right.
It's kind of Philly dominated.
Speaking of
too,
which, by the way, you know, we're interviewing Robbie Krieger from The Doors next week, right? And supposedly, let's see. And, Jay, I don't tell Jay very often about other guests that come on the show. He's here Wednesdays, 9 p.m. I tape the other episode. We do two a week. And I don't even tell Jay anymore because I know he's a fucking busy dude. I'm not going to bother him. And he texts me and says, dude, Toad the Wet Sprocket? How could I not get talked to Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Oh.
And I thought for sure he was joking. I'm like, are you being serious?
Really enjoy Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Also, do you imagine Kyla saying that band's name, dude?
Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's great. Yeah, they're great.
I love them, but I never in a million years thought you, Mr. Korn, I opened for Korn, would be a Toad the Wet Sprocket guy.
Have you ever driven? I mean, on the way down here, I listened to Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan.
Great song.
It's a great song. I was like, I'm all over the place with music.
Oh, you're going to love this one because, you know, my story is always my friend was in the Chaka Khan video.
Same friend.
Different friend, not the pedophile. What the fuck was the song? I Feel For You. I Feel For You. He was the breakdancer in the opening
of the
video.
That's a Chaka Khan song?
Yeah. I think Chaka Khan. That's all I want to do. Chaka Khan. Yeah, he was in the opening video. Okay, anyway.
That was Rufus in Chaka Khan.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
It was on the B-side of I Ain't Seen Him.
Get your hands off my turkey.
Shannon, I think what we're doing tonight a Miss OnlyFans contest a la SDR style, as far as I know.
Is one of them not like me? I thought.
I don't know.
Sarah didn't like me.
No,
I made jokes about her and Mason Reese.
They're all here and listening to the show.
I imagine they are.
So I can cue them in.
Yeah, so why don't you start, Shannon? Why don't you kind of give us an overview of the contest?
Yes.
And then we'll introduce the girls one at a time.
What do we?
And we're all going to be judging on three different categories.
They're squirting all going to fuck 8-year-old boys. And we're not.
I know, by the way, I know nothing.
Shannon, is squirting involved?
If they choose for it to be involved.
I think we've set a bar. I think we should put in at least a bonus point thing for squirting.
Well, it should...
For the talent portion.
So there is a talent portion.
I was here, what, 2 weeks
Tim's
ago?
A married man.
It's got to stream a bit. Yeah, it can't just be.
She's gonna have a ventriloquist.
Yeah, based on the last time.
If you simply leak, you're getting a zero.
Yeah, or your curve.
She looked like an
Mary.
Elderly female dog, just kind of with the pee just falls out when yeah. they squat out.
I don't know how to describe it. Curvy Mary was almost farting out piss. Is that the right thing? I don't know.
And by the way,
that's a good. That's
on
a good.
That episode.
It's
I
like when
knew
the pump
it was happening.
Roy Rogers and the horsey sauce was out.
Yes.
Pump it one more and just.
Yeah, I tried to stop it after the first obvious piss, but
well,
Jay.
That's not the funniest thing in the world.
I know that, but piss. This is Gas Digital Studios first and foremost, and I knew it was going to be me and Lewis having a fight afterwards.
Dude, yeah. Ralph got a talking to.
Has no leg to stand on with anything ever. Why do you.
Dude,
because I'm the one that yells at everybody to keep this fucking place clean, and then I have a girl pissing all over the table.
Yeah, I can
squirting,
see that.
Ralph.
Oh, you see
squirting. Come
Six,
on.
You see that discoloration in the table?
Yeah,
that's Kirby Mary's piss.
That's, yeah. What was she? What yeah. does she whiz?
She has alien a very high acid. She has a very high pH in her piss.
Yeah. Alien blood.
Xenomorph.
Yeah.
All right, so Shannon, let's get started. Explain what's going on here.
We're doing a dunk contest.
Okay, so there's going to be three rounds. The first round is I'm going to show you one OnlyFans photo of each lady, and then she's going to give you a little bit of her backstory. And
okay.
then you guys are going to each rate them based on those two things, 1 to 10 on your paper. In
picture
front
and backstory only.
And backstory?
Yes.
I like this already.
Is this already recorded or is this live?
They're live. This is live.
I mean, with a, oh, really?
Yes. We're happening live right now.
I hope one of them bombs.
Wait, like, I way think way I'm to from, be a team player.
You think a porn star might not have an entertaining backstory?
I hope.
Here's the thing.
I hope one
crazy.
Of them tries to squirt and instead accidentally shits.
Oh, then that would win.
That'd right. win for me.
Yeah.
She's
yeah,
like, that's I, how I squirt. I shit.
I bet you guys terrified them out of even trying to squirt at this point.
Wait, why? They don't have to shit. I'm just saying bonus if they do.
Oh, are they all squirt shy?
Jay, that's so nice of you. They don't have to shit?
No, ladies, don't feel ladies, don't feel the pressure to shit. I'm just saying, if you put so much effort into trying to squirt that you shit, it's an A for effort.
Such a
you didn't want to shit.
Jay, that's you're point. Such a charmer.
Yeah, if you want to win this mug or whatever Ralph promised you, you better fucking squirt.
A squirt mug?
Do you have loose
it's a limited edition
I squirted on the SDR show and all I got was this lousy mug.
It's got a lip down the front so you can get the squirt into it.
I feel like that loose leaf paper is the goal right there. Like, do you have paper in your printer? You might if you're the best only.
If you can squirt through the screen,
I'll give you
that
a stack
paper.
Of printer paper.
All right,
let's
your
get it going.
Cheeks
yeah.
on a fax
sorry.
Machine.
Yes.
Second round will be dirty talk. So it's their choice that they're going to choose one of you guys or speak to you guys as a group, and they're going to do 30 seconds to a minute of dirty talk, and you guys will rate them. And then the third one is a personal OnlyFans video. So for at least 30 seconds, they're going to perform a personal OnlyFans video for you guys, and you guys will rate on that.
Oh,
and
I
the
like
winner
that.
Of the whole thing wins the Miss SDR OnlyFans contest.
I am gonna get into trouble for being on this show. Dude.
in defense, Kyle, if you're listening, Mrs.
She's
Butterly,
she's definitely fucking listening.
They're not
Mrs.
Even
Butterly,
here,
I want you to say something. I invited both these guys in.
She knows, she don't give a fuck.
And I didn't say anything about what the show was. I said, you guys want to do SDR show tonight. So I hope I didn't fucking win.
Nah, dude, Mary Jane,
she's still gonna be like, she "Who's this Ralph funny. Motherfucker?"
I see this consistently. Like,
you're gonna sound like every Legion of Fans gangster.
I know Kyla, but I think I saw your wife online on a picture of yours the other day. So she's beautiful, man.
Isn't she great?
Yeah, you guys
don't try to get on their good sides now that you're on
such
their bad
a pretty
side.
Family.
All right, Shannon, let's get
let's
it started.
Watch a squirt shit video,
dude. I'm consistently.
Tim's a new
worried.
Friend. I'm getting. We're gonna know each other.
Trying to get her in trouble, then not in trouble.
I think I may have met her at
Helium
once. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, before we go any further.
Hi there, fellow addicts over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
You want
get
high?
To get high? You want to get really
ooh,
high?
Look who showed up, everybody.
Hello.
Read the next line.
Ah, well, now it's time to
you
go.
Left out the best part. Really
want
super
to get
duper.
High? Really super duper legally high?
It's made for you.
Sorry, my eyes are glassy.
Now's the time. Go to Yo Delta where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
Dude, you know what the rules?
What would that be?
White people with dreadlocks. I'm thinking of pothead things.
Okay, I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I'm sorry.
You know what rules, Ralph?
What's that?
Dogs with bandanas around their necks.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. If you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal,
yes,
go to yodelta.com Delta8.com. Stock up on Delta 8.
Ralph, you know what the rules? Hemp pants.
Hacky sacks.
Pants made from hemp. My cape is completely hemp.
It's hemp.
If I run out of papers, I can burn one off my cape.
Is papers usually made from hemp?
Yay.
What the fuck do I know?
It's nothing.
Nothing about
hemp. You're what we call a narc and a bit of a straight edge.
And I can't even spell Knox, apparently.
Nerd.
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states, majority of the states, and get you high at yodelta.com. Gummies, vapes, to get you stoned for all your stone
fucked
needs.
Up.
Use the code GAS at yodelta.com.
It's so legal and it's so good.
So legal. It's so legal it hurts.
We have found a way to buck the system, how you say.
Go to yodelta.com. Use the code GAS. Get 25% off.
Yo,
25.
One quarter off. Listen up, Jews. It's a bargain you can't resist.
All right, let's get back into it. All right, Shannon, let's get the ball rolling.
Okay, so first up, I'm going to show you an OnlyFans photo of Madison Knox.
Okay.
So love that name.
It's a good name.
Hold on.
It's a very
related to Bella Knox.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to find out in her backstory.
Yeah, but it's like a Heart Foundation thing where they're not actually... Somebody paid for this?
Oh, squirt.
Is that a design or is that liquid?
No, that's... Yeah, that's the material.
Yeah, it's a shiny material.
It's a squirt print. So
like I don't know if it's shiny. I think it's like pattern of some tie-dye-ish.
You know the robin eggs that Whoppers have around them?
Yeah, I do.
In Easter time, that's what that's made out of.
I don't like this angle.
I like the face a lot.
She's crazy hot.
She's crazy hot.
She should do a better angle.
I like the heels. All right, let's hear the backstory.
Okay, so now we're going to transfer over to her, and she's going to introduce herself and tell you her backstory.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to tell it to us.
Oh, hello there.
That's a better shot.
Oh, we don't hear her.
Hold on,
I thought you had no top of your legs for a second.
There you go. Go ahead.
Does she know that what's all in that nightstand?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of dildos.
How embarrassing.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Sick headboard.
So, a little backstory on that photo, actually, those heels punctured my couch as I was squirting. I thought
squirting. Oh,
it's a water couch.
Can I tell you something?
So
you're far in the lead already.
And I look over and my heel went through my brand new outdoor couch. And I was like, oh, man. But it was a really good video. So it's all right.
Well, kudos for already bringing the squirting to the table. So that's good. So let's hear a little bit of your backstory. Or that was the story of the photo, or there's more to it?
Where is she from?
Yeah, I got a little more to all myself. Right. But that was just the story of the photo. So like she said, my name's Madison Knox. I was a Hooters girl, graduated from Hooters and became a stripper, and then graduated from stripping to OnlyFans. And so now I get down on there.
This is like a John Mellencamp song.
Yeah.
What state are you from?
Alabama.
Really?
What degree did you graduate Hooters from? With what exactly?
Please. You live in Alabama. You have never fucked the quality of guy you should have.
I lived in Georgia and Miami too, so I've seen, a few different.
And how long have you been on OnlyFans?
I started OnlyFans in 2018.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty early, I feel. That's good. Good for you. Okay. Yeah.
Can you get rock climbing grips for that headboard?
Chris.
Something like that.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so now we can we're all making a rating on a scale of what to what?
1 to 10.
1 to 10 on that first photo.
Yes.
And her story. Right.
Yes. She's basically Ivy League.
Who is this?
This is Madison Knox.
Alabama.
Knox, right?
Yes.
Madison Knox. Do me a favor, Ralph. Hold your paper up for everybody. Go on.
What?
No.
Madison Knox spelled it wrong. Yeah.
Did you have an N?
Yeah, I had an N.
Sick.
He was trying to change it last second to a K. Yeah. You piece of shit.
Minnesota.
You don't know how to spell. You're like those dumb, like that dumb girl with her
Chad,
mom.
We're going 1 through 10 on the picture and then this bio, right?
It's both together combined.
Okay, got it.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 10.
The bio was she's from Alabama, worked at Hooters.
Hooters to stripping to
graduated.
OnlyFans, and she's been on OnlyFans in 2018.
Bio and pick.
And are we, she also are we, squirted.
Are we giving our scores?
Are we giving our scores on this round, existed? Shannon?
Yes.
So we hold it to the end of the three?
Yeah, let's go to the end of the three.
Yeah.
Are you going to remember?
I'm writing it down.
I'm writing it.
Got it.
I
feel like I need to see the other ones first before I give her a score.
I'm doing my score, but I'm hiding it so no one else sees my score.
Madison, N-O.
I'm sorry. I already had two shots. I'm a little tipsy. I hate you so much, Jay.
Can you send Bobby back out here?
Bobby, get out there.
Come on, Bobby.
Boy, I got Jesus some big tits Christ. Come on the screen, and everything stops working. God damn it.
Okay, ready right. for the next
First yeah. question, Madison. Pick one of us to get you pregnant.
Okay, next up is Presley Dawson. So right. first I'm going to show you...
PR?
I'm going to show you her OnlyFans picture.
Okay. Whoa!
Is that real?
I mean, that's way better. Oh,
my man. Lord.
Damn.
She got a small ass head.
Oh, fuck me.
That is a bobblehead, dude. You know, that's
no,
true, man.
That's forced perspective.
That's a reverse that's a reverse bobblehead.
It is yeah. perspective, but I know. In I know. The picture.
That's a small ass head.
Still a good looking face.
That's a good,
fantastic. Yeah, yeah,
good looking everything. Okay.
Okay. And now I'm going to bring on Presley.
Oh, hello.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
What?
Small head, though.
Chris.
What?
Come on, grow up.
That's not a bad thing.
Grow up.
Compared to yours, yeah, I do.
Damn,
your ass, dude.
You fucking mutant. You big headed freak.
What an attitude.
Damn, I love dude, it. I thought we
coming
were friends.
Fire,
I thought we were
man. Coming in with
dude,
fire.
Same side, Butterly. Jesus.
Dude, leave I'm not like an O about me.
All right, yeah. Presley, can we have a little backstory on you, please?
Okay. So I started in the industry at 18. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm 27 now, so I was only in the industry for 6 months, kind of disappeared, lost myself in LA, and thinking about getting back into the industry.
I'm sorry to hear about later. Your parents.
It's also a bio from
yeah, that's the
Motley
one I
Crue's album.
I got to figure that one out.
And how long have you been on OnlyFans now?
Pretty much right when it came out, I was on it, but I didn't really take it seriously until this last year.
Early investor like Ashton Kutcher.
By the way, I'm going to ask you a stupid question. How long has OnlyFans been around? I don't
oh,
even know.
Oh, shit.
Ralph.
Fucking.
You know.
2018 is when I think okay. I started.
Was OnlyFans what got you back into the game?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
was it like John Wick where you were out for a long time and then you found out there was like pussy money on the internet and you smashed
they killed
like, a
her
floor
dog
in the basement
so she came
and
back.
Pulled a bunch of dildos out?
Well, the thing is, like, when I was in the industry, we didn't really have the ability to monetize it like you do now, the exposure. So back then, unless you had a really good team and, like, a website that could funnel that traffic and that exposure to actually making money, it really wasn't profitable. But now it is.
Same thing about podcasting, by the way.
What's the craziest thing you've been asked to do and the craziest thing you've done?
The goddamn comedy jam.
It's a lot. Like, one of the most fucked up things someone asked me to do was, like, it was supposed to be a financial domination situation, but I found out
kill my child.
Was more, like, majorly depressed and wanted me to, like, make him feel so miserable to the point where he wanted to kill himself.
Nice.
And I would not participate with
Is
that.
Is Bernie Madoff?
Dude.
Also, sorry to cut you up. Request. Financial domination, isn't that involved, like, going to a Mac machine, or I'm sorry, ATM machine, whatever you call it, and fucking... put the card in, like film it, and you taking out money? Is that part of it?
No, I mean, it's getting the guys to hand over their money, and you don't,
okay.
you know, you dominate them in a way to do that. Like one of the, I've just been learning from a girlfriend of mine, but she says one of the best guys you can get are the ones that'll meet you, just when you tell them to come, give you money, and then leave. Like,
it's a good tip.
It.
Wow.
Sounds like a great deal.
Glad you found her.
Let me find a couple of those.
That leaves
well.
Out Philly, dude. You got to pick me off.
All right. Thank you so
Hold
much.
Hold on. Wait. What's your hat size?
Chris.
All right. Be a gentleman.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it. All right. Move on.
I'm sorry about him. He's from Brooklyn.
All right. Chanoon's the last one. I'm going to everyone put down your ratings.
Damn.
For round one. Into introductions and initial photo.
Oh, there's one more, right?
And there's one more.
Yeah.
Okay, so number three is she's been on the show before.
She's so hot.
Jay?
One moment.
I remember
Jason?
Her.
Nope. Follow her on Facebook. She's so hot.
I'm just going to talk like
I want to tell her what she does that I love so much.
I feel like you should
pictures.
Be talking like Justin right now.
Hey.
I feel like you should recuse yourself. You should recuse yourself because you have
a personal relationship.
Clear bias.
We'll
okay, ready?
Yes.
So number three has been on this show before, and it's Sarah Russi. I hope I'm saying her last name.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Here's the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, big fan.
Okay. I got you doing good fans, only fan promotion right there. I get it. It's all tying in together.
And now I'm going to bring Sarah on.
Hello. Hey there.
Hey.
Shannon, by the way, technology's killing it. Doing
a
good job.
Why? You jinx everything,
Look,
Ralph.
I'm knocking. Okay.
Live feed just went down.
Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. So how long have you been on OnlyFans?
I've been on OnlyFans for about 4 years now. I started off just like freelance lingerie modeling when I was about 18. I bartended for about 2 years. And then I just decided that I wanted to be a professional slut and started webcamming. And then OnlyFans came along, and that's when I started doing the OnlyFans. So,
are you against them making you do 2 years of university before you could become a professional slut?
They give you the tools.
You should be able to get drafted right out of high school, I think.
Like live camming right now, I just do the OnlyFans. And I do girl-girl now. I just started doing girl-girl back in October.
Oh, are you ramping up to guy-girl or never?
Well, yeah, I'd probably eventually.
I mean, a professional slut would say yes and even immediately.
Did you have any jobs before you got into lingerie modeling?
When I was like 17, I worked at iParty for 2 months.
iParty?
What's that?
What is
but
that?
Like I said, I was bartending during the lingerie modeling.
What's iParty?
iParty?
Obviously. Yeah.
You don't have an iParty around?
Yeah.
Never even heard of it. I think none of us know what that is.
Is that some LA
shit? It's like a Halloween store.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, we got Halloween Adventure. Halloween Adventure, disgusting. Is
Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
It is gross.
Every employee looks like Foley.
Do you want to tell her what
there is not one potential lingerie model.
No. Oh, yeah, Sarah, big fan. Jay Oakerson.
First time, long time.
Big Jay Oakerson. Jay Oakerson, that's the R show.
Big fan.
Big Jay.
I can't see whose mouth is moving right now.
Big Jay. His hand is up. His hand is up.
Hold your wallet in the air.
He's jerking off under the table.
He's the guy who looks like his name.
Raise your Amex to the camera.
Could you hold $400 and 20s up in the air, please, Jay?
I got to say, you do a Deacon Dodge around the rules of Facebook that I love so much that often you post pictures, not so much lately, of this, but you grow a landing strip of pubic hair, which I'm a big fan of, and then you wear underwear lower than the bush. And man, it just, it's an instant smile.
It's a magical.
It's an instant smile. And I'm not a follow Instagram models guy. I have none of those like frivolous.
You have the tone of a food critic right now.
None.
You're like, yeah, I sit under tables at Arby's.
None. But she's been on the show before, so I follow her on Facebook. I think she follows me. And then and her pictures are fantastic.
Okay. That seems like you might be biased, but all right. That's allowed.
Were you going to ask a question?
No, that was just.
You said I should tell her what I love about her.
Oh.
Yeah, I felt that he made a big deal about it.
Hi, question. Do you remember when you fingered your pussy? It was really cool.
Question. I'm about to come.
Okay. That was awesome. Thank you very much. So now everybody's going to tally their scores.
Yeah.
And Jay, I'll ask you: do we have a sequence that you feel is most fair to go in? You want to go guess first, then us first, then guess? You tell me.
Let me guess first, then us.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Chris, please, for the first girl, Madison Knox with a K.
I gave her 8 because I felt like it was the dildos in the background.
Okay.
I didn't like the photo. I didn't like the photo.
I liked the photo.
High heels, but I liked the dildos in the background. I thought she was she was a little more giving in the thing. She had her tits like propped up when we start talk to her. Mm-hmm. That was an 8.
Giving in the thing.
And what was the second girl?
No, we'll do each girl one at a time.
One at a time?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So now to my left, we'll do Tim's of the first girl, Madison.
Madison, I gave a 7. I just wasn't a fan of the composition of the photo. You know,
okay.
It seemed like it was a little bit too retouched. I thought she actually looked better on Zoom. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Right, okay. Fair.
Yeah. So
fair.
That's all. That's all it took.
Okay, and then final guest, we'll go with Brian.
Yeah, Madison, I gave 7 as well. The picture, I didn't like that angle, but like, yeah, when she got on Zoom and started talking.
Okay.
Very much like.
Okay, Jay, do you want to say your score?
Sure. I gave her a 9, and I'll tell you why.
Calm
squirt,
down, dude.
When we found out there was squirt all over that picture and not a pattern.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know what?
I didn't put that
together.
I'm
going to jump to 9, too.
Yeah, I'm going
to
jump
to
8.
And she was hot.
That's an 8.
She was hot. In the picture, I thought, and then she was smoking hot in the, I gave her a 9 simply because she was first, and I didn't want to give an insurmountable, something that couldn't be beat.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have given a 10. I was like, everything was all seemed all good to me, but I gave her a 9 for fairness reasons.
Okay, I gave her an 8.5. I'm a little more mathematical.
Why don't you give Shannon more annoying work to do?
Pitch dork.
I gave her 8.7.
What a dickhead.
That's what I gave her. I liked everything about her, but I wanted some more leeway to where I might give someone
8.5 is an asshole's leeway.
That's mine. That's
9
me.
Is leeway.
That's mine. 8.5. Thank you.
Damn, dude.
Take it or leave it, buddy. Take it or leave it.
Spike Lee at the dunk contest. Fuck. He's like 7.8.
This is why everyone hates me, Jen.
Can I just confirm the scores? Because some of you guys changed
them. Yeah, I did.
So is Tim a 7?
8.
Okay. Yeah, me and Tim changed to 8.
You don't ruin a couch squirting.
I bumped it to 9. Jay, and I, in case you forgot, 8.5.
Got
Chris
that.
Jumped to 9.
Got it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We all went up.
Oh,
all
right.
Oh. Unlike these guys, I stuck with my conviction. Yeah. I didn't get swayed by Jay. Okay, next.
Well, I forgot about the squirts. Come on.
Yeah, squirts, dude. There's a chance she's going to squirt tonight.
It's a good cartoon.
All right, so we'll move on to the
she
next.
She might shit while trying the squirt. Could you imagine?
Presley will be next. Let's go, Presley.
No, Madison. We're back to Madison.
Oh, we're back to Madison.
Yeah, second round.
Well, we don't have to give all the ratings of the
Sorry.
First round.
Sorry, go ahead.
Presley.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Shannon?
I went with
we're halfway through the show.
3?
A 3?
Yeah, because she got like a 10 for the photo, and then...
You didn't like her talking smack to you?
Yeah, I was just asking a photo about
she came at Chris pretty hard.
I was asking a question about the perspective situation. She seemed a little annoyed at the whole fact that she's been on Zoom for 2 hours outside. That's not my fault. That you guys, it's your show.
Fair.
Like, yeah. You got to take it out on me. So
I
3.
Thought you came at her a little hard. But
really?
Right.
I just asked...
I don't know. I just
how big her head was.
All right, fair enough.
It's a standard question. About
it probably
heads.
Sounded nice in your head, but it came out like, what was with your little head?
Yeah, it came out.
What's going on with that head?
He was like, oh.
And you, sir.
Fucking regular sized head in the fucking video. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
I see where you're coming from.
You're coming at me. Fucking, your fucking head's gigantic. Fuck.
Wow. All right.
I gave Presley an 8. The picture I thought was great. It reminded me of when you meet someone's cat and the cat really likes you.
Yeah.
And I like that feeling
a
lot.
Weirdo.
It was like a positive kitten.
Yeah. And she also performed strongly when she said Chris has a big head.
I like that. They gave her extra points for me as far as I was concerned. Okay. And now lastly.
Me?
Yeah.
For Presley with the bangs.
Yeah.
I gave her a 9. I thought she was great.
Okay.
Like the picture was good. And I know I made a crack at like the face or the head being small, but obviously it was the angle. But her talking, she was great.
It's just a weird thing. They've all been on OnlyFans since 2018.
Why do you hate women?
These are salty vets.
Sorry, you're not kidding.
Chris hates women.
Yeah. No, just it was just something interesting I noted.
Celebrate them in Philly. Oh, man.
Jay.
Give Presley a 7.
Mm.
By the way, I would say from picture to video to live chat, 2 different human beings. That said, both attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a Korean pinup from the picture.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
Fair.
I don't know. It seemed like a different person. She looked completely different when her picture came on. And it jarred me down to a 7.
Okay, fair enough.
By the way, hot in the video. It seemed like a bait and switch.
Right. I thought great picture, great video. Love that you gave Chris smack. I gave her 9.5.
Nice.
Another 0.5. Yeah.
You're
boom.
Really being a cunt with these points. You're
I
really
added the 0.5 just to be a jerk.
I know you're really a cunt.
This is going great.
All right, round 2.
Hold on. Do my math. Hold on.
Yeah, the 0.5. Carry the 1.
I'm down.
Shan, carry the 1.
0.38 is in the next round.
We have a third girl in round 1.
Oh, we didn't do that. We did. No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't do Sarah Russi.
No, we didn't even do the third girl.
Sarah Russi, real quick, because we're running long.
What's wrong with you?
Chris?
I went with a 7.
A 7.
Anybody I like the Christmas lighting in the background. I like that it's up all year round. I think that makes it feel like an OnlyFans situation.
Okay, fair enough.
I gave her a 7. I'm waiting to see. I need to see more before I didn't get a good feel for her out of that one.
Okay, crazy. Fair enough. 7?
Seven
all around.
Here. I think she's great, but I wanted more out of the chat.
Maybe because I know her and I liked Jay's story about her, I gave her a 9.
Jay gave her 11.
I gave her an 8, actually, because and simply because it was sandwiched in between. I felt the whole situation wasn't as good as Madison's. It was better than Presley's. So I went 7, 8, 9. She got an 8 from me.
Okay.
And Sarah's, all 3 of these girls are hot.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't worry, absolutely. Guys. Can I just have Chris and Tim's scores again?
Sevens all around. They all did sevens.
Yeah, seven for sure. Okay. Tim had a 7.38. Good luck.
I'll be back in half an hour.
Yeah.
All right, before we go any further, we want you to celebrate with us with one of our longtime sponsors, Shannon's favorite beverage, YoKratom.com. I don't know why I said celebrate.
Beverage? Why'd you say beverage?
I was more confused by that, too.
It's a beverage. Is it not a beverage? You put the powder in some water and you drink it. Is that not a beverage?
Are you fucking crazy, dude?
How is that not a beverage?
A beverage?
It is a beverage.
Yeah, dude, it's a kilo of beverage. It's $60 kilo. I don't know. Ralph, damn, but look, dude. Do you talk to these people ever?
You put the powder in the water.
Or it's a pill of powder. What you're saying is crazy. It's not a fucking drink.
Jen, do you not drink it?
Yeah, but it is. They're not selling a drink. They're selling the powder.
Yeah, but what do you do with the powder?
Some people just take the powder.
You could put it powder in your mouth like that. I don't think that's even.
I think he puts it up his butt in a condom.
All right, well, that's a whole different story.
Listen, if you're a fan of Kratom already, here's who we're talking to. You.
Yay.
Celebrate your freedom at YoKratom.com. If you don't take it already, maybe you don't want to rip your family apart, but if you're a single person, you don't care about that. Or family,
maybe, and maybe you don't want to. Maybe try it up the butt like Kurt Metzger does.
Take it up the ass. Listen, wherever hole you're putting it in, you can buy it directly at wholesale prices from YoKratom.com. It's quality Kratom. We've heard the feedback. The website's got a bunch of great reviews. You can check it out on their YoKratom.
You know their slogan, by the way. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 beverage.
Yeah, home of the $60 soda. It's a kilo. A kilo of Kratom for $60.
Sometimes 120, sometimes 180.
How exciting is it to open up a kilo of anything with a switchblade?
Yeah, and just
put on your long pinky finger.
Yeah, taste it.
Get a little taste, get a little gummer of it. Listen, if you're currently a fan of Kratom, go right now to YoKratom.com, get yourself that $60 kilo, support the show, support them, and all right, let's get back into it.
Okay, so round two is the dirty talk round. Ooh. So we're back.
God, I so want Presley to do that to Chris. I fucking hope that happens.
Yeah, she just rages on him.
Oh my God, I hope that happens.
It's like, you're a piece of shit. You know? Yeah. Yes,
dude. Look at your little nuts, fucking half queer.
And by the way, Sarah needs to do it to Jay. Those two things would be great. But I don't mean to guide the show. Yeah, but
they'll do what they want to do.
They can do whatever they want to do. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, Jay.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, here.
Fuck, I don't like running around. Running around's a bully.
What if the first? What if Madison gets on? She unfolds a piece of paper and she's like, "Webster's defines horny as
automatic seven."
Asking a speech, a dissertation.
Okay,
so get out there and come on my face. Class of SDR. Let's get out there and show my face what we can do.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Here is Madison.
Madison, hey, who do you choose? Or are you going to do as a group?
I'm going to take all of y'all on.
All right.
Yeah, one dildo for each of us back there. I see. Which one do you want to see inside me? Oh, wait, you're supposed to be talking.
Calm down. You're getting me right.
Sorry, I'm all worked up.
So the first thing I would do is climb on that table and swallow Jay's dick. While I'm swallowing his dick, I would let somebody else put it in my ass. And then one of you guys.
I'm going to tell you something. I haven't seen these guys' dicks, but you should probably, I'm guessing, pick my dick for your butt.
Yeah.
Then I would have somebody come underneath me and I would ride your cock while the person who's behind me fucks me in the ass while Jay shoves his cock all the way down my throat. And I'd be like, oh, daddy, fuck me harder. Or I guess it would be daddy's. And then y'all would pound until I squirted everywhere. And who is it that would get mad about the table not being clean? You would completely forget about that. So,
yeah. That was pretty good. She involved all of us.
Yeah.
And I think that was pretty. Jay, your thoughts?
If she squirts on camera, I might uproot my life.
Wait.
Dude, let it go.
Fantastic.
All right.
That was just fantastic.
All right. And everyone, give your ratings.
Yes.
It didn't seem like she was stretching the... I'll give my rating. How do you write 10? 1-0? I'm going to do 9 again because I don't want to
say it. Don't say your score. What the fuck are you doing? Man,
Dominique Wilkins never said that shit at the dunk contest.
Proven you can sway half the room, Jay, just with your thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Okay. Presley is...
Sorry, my cock was in her throat.
You were living it, dude. You pulled out of them jorts quick, dude.
In that story, I think
you pulled out
jorts
quick,
down,
dude.
Fucking wait, right quick. I think in that story, I was cleaning up the table. Is that what was happening? I don't remember.
Which one of you guys imagined getting under her and looking directly up into Jay's balls?
Hey, guys. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Chris immediately.
Jay, would you back up in my brain, please?
Guys, how symmetrical is that seam, though? Am I right? That thing is right up the mid.
It's gorgeous. It's right you set your watch to that ball seam.
Really fucking splits them equidistant.
All right, let's go around.
God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
Contestant number two.
Presley is up next. Here she is.
Mm. Hello, Presley. Right. Now, are you going to the group or are you picking someone specific?
I want to pick Chris.
Oh, I'm so happy.
He made me feel so special. Now I have to give him some extra special attention.
Mm-hmm. Talk about his dick, his big fat dick.
Jay, that's pretty good.
I wonder if that big dick can fit in this tight little pussy and a big head. You want to fuck my pussy? I want to just show you. Can I just show you?
I need
fit. Yeah. Just want to show you my
pussy. Let's see.
Yeah.
Wow, this is points.
Yeah. Is that a pussy you want to fuck? You think you could fit that big head in that tight little pussy?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Chris, you pick.
You want to see it?
I mean, I guess we'll look. It's out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the guy's wife.
She's winning me back.
Right
She's winning me back.
Damn.
Is she winning you back?
Yeah.
You selfish cocksucker.
She got a pretty bad ass.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I like it when guys are mean to me. You know how to get me.
Nothing harder than that girl with bad Wi-Fi.
Mm. I could have done that.
Oh my God!
Dude, what great
oh my
you
God,
drop out!
You get a Wi-Fi booster?
All right.
You get a Wi-Fi booster?
All right. Thank you so much. Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Damn. I mean, yeah.
All right. Wow. Everybody, take a second. Write down your numbers.
Wow.
That
damn.
Was, she hit it out of the park, in my opinion. But I don't want to sway the audience. I think I get I cause people to go the negative direction to what I'm saying, unlike Jay. But
people hate you, Ralph.
Yes, it's well documented.
As a general note, people are not fond of you. They find
it's
you
very well documented.
I'm a fan.
I find they say they find you
shut
off,
Chris.
Yes, you should see the comment.
You just got jerked off, viral. Dude.
That's pretty sweet.
You should be loving me for this.
Yeah, dude.
For God's sakes. Okay, everyone got their scores down?
Oh yes.
All right, next.
And number three is
should we
Sarah.
Leave the room?
Sarah's
all right.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah.
There she is.
Hey, what's up, boo?
Damn it.
Hey, so I feel kind of uncomfortable, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think I want to do this.
Automatic 10.
All right,
automatic 10.
You know what?
Yes. You should definitely feel uncomfortable.
Damn.
That's the right
you,
answer.
Doing it. You know what? It's not getting a zero.
I'm pretty proud of it, actually. All right.
Wait, you're not going to do it because you feel uncomfortable.
You can curse them out, Sarah.
I
you can do
like
whatever you
want. You guys should be talking dirty to me.
Take it easy back there. You can curse them out.
Chris, I'm going to fucking bury your cock so far in my throat.
Fucking Shannon's like my great aunt back there. My great aunt Ro back here. Like,
I gave a score already.
It's like, what the fuck? I just asked if it was too uncomfortable.
I'm good.
Dude, I came so much, dude.
I can't believe how hard I came.
I don't know why she'd be uncomfortable. Tim,
I give her credit.
Thinking about it way too hard, dude.
I know. Well, that's such a cool move, but also
it was a power move. It was a power move. I'll give you that.
Mm. It was a power move and nothing at once.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go around the room again. Start with you, Chris.
Madison
Knox. From Madison.
I give her 7.
7. No insights.
It was a matter of fact talking to. I didn't think it was. She was saying that we were all gonna fuck her, and then like you know she was coaxing Jay into the back of her throat, which I thought that showed effort. Then somebody was under it, but it was like very matter of fact.
I'm with you on the matter of fact. I hear what you're saying. Go
I don't
you.
Think that was matter of fact at all. I think she painted a pretty vivid picture, and that's the point of dirty talk.
Okay,
I think she nailed it. She got a 9 from me.
A 9 from you? Okay.
Two autists.
She would have been 10, but I had to imagine the underside of Jay's balls for the dirty talk
fair,
to be effective. But
and that's how it got
only
to
how
that's
effective
how it got
it was.
I didn't realize
the
how
fact
fucking
my balls
down the middle
knocked
of the
off
seam
a
was.
Point, not bad.
Yo, not bad. Not bad.
Brian?
I went 8 with Madison. I thought she was great.
Fair enough.
She was good.
Jay?
I gave her 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did ultimately, but I thought she was fan-fucking-tastic. Thought there was a chance she was going to squirt at the end of it. She didn't. That's fine.
Dude,
still one more round. Still one more round, but let it go.
Water under the bridge. Wink, wink.
Well, I get it. Water.
But I gave her a nine. She's fucking hot, saying all the right shit. My cock was in her throat, dude.
All the way in,
like, which isn't that far. Let's just say she wasn't choking and she was getting a lot of hair in her teeth.
Yeah, her tongue fell.
I gave her an 8. I thought it was great that she involved all of us, but I did feel it was a little scripted, a little matter-of-facty.
Yeah,
that's why
you think
I gave
it was
her
a script. Not a script, but an SNL guy holding up.
Yeah, I think she planned that it was very matter of fact.
That wasn't
very
real crowd work.
And he's gonna blow this, and he's gonna suck that, and he's gonna lick this, and we're gonna suck that. That's what I just felt.
But everyone was sucking and licking everything, and we didn't have to do anything gay.
That was their closer. Well,
speak for yourself. All right, let's go on.
The closest gay thing was Butterly was gonna have to look at my ball bag.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of the air conditioner drippings coming down. Jay, and I don't like that.
Presley is the next one.
Trust me, that's back sweat, dude.
It's not honestly, nut sweat. It's back sweat taking a trip.
That's almost works, dude.
Dude, if these girls talk about how they can do manual labor, that's extra points with the and Jay from Philly. If they're like, yo, I'll get out there and
first
clip the hedges,
I'm
dude. I'm like, yo, that's a 10.
The bathtub.
Oh, my God.
Prune a tree.
Woo. That gets me going.
All right, on Presley.
Oof.
I went with the 10.
10.
Yeah. Yeah,
fair enough.
It's, you know, she
showed, won you back.
Yeah, she was showed her pussy.
Okay, fair
that.
Enough.
You move weak on. Man, dude.
I gave Presley a 7.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally weak.
You gave her a 7?
I gave her a 7, dude. Damn. It's dirty talk. It's tell, not show.
Oh,
I thought that was a cheap trick. That was hack. That was humping the stool. Ooh.
Interesting take. Don't mind it though. I think it's interesting. Man of morals and principles.
It's pretty good though. Remember she said she said my cock.
Oh, she did say that.
Yeah, you're all here for
she also said, do you think you could fit in here? She worked some other things.
Yeah. I can't believe a guy with pizza on his hat, Schwarzenegger on his shirt, and Budweiser's in front of him is hyped about a girl for him.
I've never seen someone look at a TV the way that Chris looked at that.
She was gonna do it in real life.
What'd you
Presley, I gave her an 8. I thought she was good. I think she kind of got we kind of stepped on some of her. I definitely did. And I think she would have went a little bit harder in the paint with this one, which I think Chris liked.
Yeah.
It was good.
Imagine so.
Yeah. He'll hit you.
Okay.
I gave her a big fat 10.
Gave her a 10?
She showed her pussy. Oh,
fuck you, dude.
Her body was outstanding.
Wrong event, man. Wrong event.
You're right.
She spoke as well, though. Tall.
But I'll tell you what. She took the bull by the horns, and she changed the game.
Yeah, dude.
She's the innovator of it.
I gave her a 12.
Trailblazer.
It's such a risky move, they won't even let the other girls try it.
I gave her a 12.
Can't be 12.
I gave her a 10, then.
10.
Yeah, but I wanted to give her... In my heart, it was a 12. In my heart, it was a 12.
For two teen boys...
Dude, you guys thought that was
American Pie was based off us.
The second she stood up, I wrote Boops. 12 instantly.
Oops.
Dude, you're standing in the poster section at Spencer's. Like, I'll be here for a minute.
Hello, Sandy Korn, my future wife.
No, I don't need help.
All right, we got to keep going. Sarah.
I just drew a penis with 3 droplets of cum coming out. And
Jesus.
Shannon, you do that math however you want.
3? 3 for the 3 droplets.
Yeah, 3. Okay. I mean, well, it's 2 balls and a cock. It's 6 maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
How do you want to do that math, Shannon?
I was going to originally give her a 3, but then I said there's something to be said about her taking a stand, and I moved it up to a 6. I gave her a 6.
Gotcha.
I
gave her a 7 for the same reason, except I think 6 is kind of disrespectful to her. I think a 7
6?
Is like the minimum that you have to give.
Oh,
I thought you meant me. I was like, I didn't say shit.
Yeah. He gave a 3, and you're giving me... You gave a penis.
I drew a...
You're like, I honor her decision. I'm going to give her a 6,
I almost
dude.
Gave her a 3.
A
I almost gave her
Can
a 3.
Can I give Ralph a negative 3? Respecting that?
Yeah, I think it's cool that she was
all right.
Like, nah.
Me?
Yeah, yes.
I went with a 7. I think Sarah could definitely do dirty talk. I don't think there's no doubt about that. She could definitely crush it. She just felt uncomfortable, so I'd go with that.
Totally 7. Respect her lack of comfort. Uh-huh. Makes sense to me. If it was my daughter, I'd be pretty stoked that's how she handled it. However, it's not the game.
Right.
So I didn't give her a 0. I gave her a 2. But
shit on him.
No, his score makes sense for his reasoning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She just didn't do the thing. It's fine. Like, of course.
She didn't squirt, dude.
Something tells me she's not going to squirt. I have a feeling we're about to see our squirt.
Imagine
we're going to see a squirt quick now.
We're going to have to redo all of our scores if that happens, I feel. All right, so we're moving on to the final round. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's
this
right.
The dunk
this
contest.
Is their personal OnlyFans video for one of you guys or for all of you guys. And first up is Madison. Here she is.
Just before you guys go at all, just know piss, shit, and squirt.
Jesus Christ.
Was the original name of
any
the show.
Any clues.
Shit, piss, squirt. It's the fuck, marry, kill of the
SBS show.
Community.
Do you guys have the music?
Yeah, it's playing right now. I'm kidding. There's
Shannon,
nothing
playing.
One moment. They're pulling it up.
Thank you.
One moment.
Oof.
Paul, you had one job.
Now it's going.
Oh, wow.
Ralph, I feel like this is right up your alley.
This is definitely Ralph
music, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any outside shot she squirts?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's just put together a clip of Jay saying squirt.
Squirts. I like squirt.
So this is a personal video. Are we allowed to ask how much these would cost?
Wow, that was a good split. Ooh.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, she's bad as shit.
She's hot. Whoa, a little breakdancing move.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, fucking showing off in front of the blind
wizard. There we go.
Involving the toys.
Is that my cock?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a medium.
Good solid medium.
It's not a bad
that's
a good interpretation of my cock.
You say strong like that?
And it was, Jay, it was all the way in her throat, as she said earlier.
It ain't big, but it's good.
Wow.
She's fart?
No, it was a good bed squeak, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, Jay. Oh.
Yeah.
Loving girls in porn.
If this was just me and her, for sure, I'd be fucking...
We're sucking dicks. Jay, we should both try and get in that position at some point with the legs spread like that. I don't know if that could ever happen.
She's not going to squirt Ralph at all.
Dude.
Now you know what I'm dealing with every week, Brian.
Yeah, give it... Yeah, man, how do you?
I mean, how far away could it be?
Wow. You look over at Jay, he's like...
I mean... That is pretty great.
Very hot.
Shut the fuck up, Ralph.
I was about to say that's pretty great. That's all I'm saying. Why would he say shut the fuck up? I can't say
that. She was great.
Yeah, damn.
That was hot.
That was
very hot.
I don't know why Jay yelled at me for saying that's pretty great, but all right.
I thought you were wrapping it up.
No.
What you're trying to do. You were doing the like, I think you were worried
that I was stepping on her about to squirt.
She never squirted.
Let's give our scores.
The kid not getting his Christmas presents. Like, I knew they wouldn't bring squirts.
I want a Nintendo, not an Atari 7800.
You got GameCube?
I want a Nintendo, not this. This is Atari.
That was Madison,
Atari,
right?
Mom.
That was Madison.
Yeah, Madison. Okay, great.
I have bad news for you guys.
What happened? Sarah left.
No, everyone's still here.
Presley died.
Oh, there we go. I'm getting some warnings with the internet on Presley's side, so we're going to try to stick it
Does
through.
She want it? Does she know Brian Laundrie?
She's running out of minutes.
Presley, do you know Brian Laundrie and where he's at? Dog the Bounty Hunter is looking for him.
He's freezing. Okay. All right. I think we're good. All right. Okay. So here comes. All right. I'm going to. Let's see.
There she is.
Whoops. Sorry. Yep. Just kidding.
Why does it say from Langley? That's not
is that what you can I can't read that at all.
Is that, I mean...
Why is it like this?
The network bandwidth is low, so it's shrinking it.
Do you want to switch to Sarah while she tries to fix her internet?
Yeah, let's do that.
You'd hate to see her go out on this kind of technicality.
Yeah. You'd hate to see that so late in the
first
season.
How pissed are you?
Her
score
would be so small.
She's got to sell Chris, dude.
Dude, an OnlyFans girl going on with a bad connection is like a gymnast going on with a broken ankle.
Oh.
Do you know how little her turds are going to look on that screen? No. I need to see logs if I'm getting
like rabbit. It's going to look like rabbit poops.
So she could try Shannon. Maybe she can
like
reboot.
Rat shit.
She can reboot while Sarah goes. Maybe that makes sense.
Okay.
Reboot.
So Presley,
nice.
If you could do that and join back in. And here is Sarah.
Sarah, okay.
Hey, so this is for Ralph and Jay because you guys said that you like my landing strips. So
Ralph doesn't. Ralph likes ball pussy.
Look at it.
I like the outfit too.
She's
it's a
so
good
hot.
Outfit.
Sarah's so hot.
It's good that it's Velcro.
That's cool. And she's a little hard.
Like my shoes.
That's pretty great.
Damn, I love Bush.
That is pretty great. I got to tell you.
So, she's so hot. Mm-mm-mm. Girl only, Ralph.
God damn it.
Get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, Ralph.
Jesus she's a Christ. Lesbian. She's here. She's queer. She's not going anywhere. Get used to it.
I'm hypnotized, I think.
Is she? Sarah, you're a lesbian. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah, why would you say that?
I was with Mason Reese.
Yeah, she's
who?
No, she's only doing girl.
Was
girl
that the
on
Superman
OnlyFans.
On TV?
Are you still together?
Who? We talk like all the time.
No, so you don't have to go. Okay.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yo, can I ask a question to both first and second girl? What would this video cost me if I was an OnlyFans subscriber?
Curious.
Is that a fair question? Am I allowed to ask
Sorry,
that?
Sorry, what was the question?
To see Sarah's bush?
Like,
what do you charge for a personal video?
So, like, for 10 minutes, I do $100.
Okay. And I can we ask Madison that too as well? Is that possible?
Yep. One second. Let me just bring her back on.
Sorry, it was just a question I thought of asking while this was happening.
Madison, what's a squirt cost? Ralph's got it.
Damn it! There you go.
Just so you know, Ralph's got it.
Yeah, put it on Ralph's tab.
A squirt video. So if it's just me, like $12 to $15. But if it's me doing like a squirt competition with my friend, probably like $20.
Damn,
dude! Did you
Ralph recently won a frivolous lawsuit.
She's hit $10.
I thought you were gonna say he won a score contest.
Ralph won a score contest
against
me and my friends only.
When I charge for customs, not squirt videos.
What, do you make squirt videos?
No, you guys. Well, asked
how much for a custom squirt video?
How much for a custom video? Yeah, sorry.
How much for a custom squirt video? With a little poop.
I'm mostly gush, but like for a custom, it would be like 100 for 10 minutes. But if it's just a video that I'm sending out to everybody, it would be like $10. But if I'm doing girl, it's usually ranges from 15 to 20, depending on what we're doing in the video.
I sense a bidding war coming.
And Madison, are you in the same price range?
It's like storage wars.
Similar, it just depends on ankle squirting, how long you want it, and things like that.
Oh God, I'm
big tanking.
Ralph wants both, and he has bottomless cash.
Bottomless.
Yeah, dude.
So I would say probably between 100 to 300. It really just depends on how much you want in it. Some guys like to tell me every single thing to do. So like if I'm sucking a dick or if I have a real dick in it, you know what I mean? Then the price would go up.
Well,
wait a minute.
Well, how much is
a dick changer?
Madison, this may shock you. Jay would like a squirt video. I don't know if you're aware.
On Ralph's tab, though. Yeah. On Ralph's tab.
Yeah.
Could maybe make that happen.
Okay. All right. Now, it looks like we may have the third contestant back on.
Yeah, Madison's freaking out back there.
She's like, fucking piece of shit, Del.
Well, don't forget, we completely interrupted Sarah's video.
No, I think she was rapping.
She was rapping. Oh, cool. Sorry.
Wait, Sarah, why didn't Bush you... You didn't want music for your video.
It's a weird artistic choice.
Artistic licensing.
Know.
It's fine.
I didn't
fine.
Even like know what we were doing really until I came on here.
Automatic
I mean,
nine.
Kind of
automatic
like,
nine.
Hey, me too, Sarah.
A little bit of it to me, but I didn't really.
No. No explanation needed. I can't believe Ralph didn't give you the rules. Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't know the rules.
Ralph's a terrible host.
I really am.
She has an unopened email from Ralph. I'd love to explain the rules over dinner.
Not far off. All right, let's bring in the last girl. Is it working?
Yeah, it looks better. Give me one second.
Yes.
By the way, for the record, I didn't ask them all what song they wanted, but Lainey said that Madison specifically wanted that song.
Fair.
Okay.
Shout out, Lainey.
She's thinking ahead, actually.
Presley, if you can hear me, extra points if you shit.
Jesus Christ, Jason.
Not for Ralph. I'm asking for Ralph's friend.
Yeah, I've been texting Jay what he's been asking the whole time.
Hey.
All right, we're good.
So now we see her.
Oh, hey.
Welcome back.
Hi. Okay. I have music, but I don't know if you guys can hear it.
I'll What's the song? We'll
automatically
say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Home. If you hit me with Q Lazarus, that's an automatic 10, dude.
Do you want to tell them the song? They could probably pull it up for you.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck Q Lazarus?
Awesome. Yeah, what's the song?
Wicked Game by The Weeknd. That's a
you heard that, Paul? Wicked Game by The Weeknd?
Wait, what? You don't go Isaac? How dare you?
These kids today.
I know.
I don't even know who did the cover.
Is it a cover?
I bet it. If it is, I don't know.
You know, Stone Sour does a cover.
So does Him.
Ugh.
You don't.
Margera's fucking favorite band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mm. This isn't a remake.
No, it's not a cover. Song. The room has not been so quiet the entire time.
Fuck up, Ralph. We can crawl back up. I
doing the
calm.
Stuff.
This every is time weird. You talk, it starts me back. I start from scratch again.
It's weird watching this on dial-up, though.
Is that weird that it's taking me back?
Yeah.
You would think an OnlyFans girl would have a stronger connection.
I mean, Ralph, I feel it. She's going to squirt.
I think we have a strong connection, dude.
I feel a squirt coming on. She looks full. She looks liquid heavy right now.
I know liquid weight when I see
it. Get rid of some of that water weight, baby. You know, be great if she starts showing off like a different skill, like she like sidekicks through a fucking closet or something.
Breaking
points.
Yeah. Oh, if you just saw
I think camera
come out of the closet.
Whoa, dude. I think camera adjustment gets points that she's aware of what's on the camera. I like that.
Yeah.
She rules.
Also, I'll be honest. Most hotel-like bedroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mild to no discoloration in her asshole. I gotta say, overall, this is a...
Yeah, when the skin tone evens out
mild
in the asshole...
None.
Mild to none.
Nice ass grade.
That's honestly always a great bonus.
What?
No plaque psoriasis.
Yeah.
That I can see. No
you
know,
like a, you
no
know, like a little rim around the collar.
No, I'm just saying, when it's always a welcome surprise when the asshole matches. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
People can't
drain. Word on command the way I.
A clean drain means a clean home. You know. That's what I'm saying.
Here it is. Here comes the squirt. Buckle up, everyone.
Let's go.
There is no way.
Put your Gallagher vests on.
Shit on the floor.
Yeah. See. She said.
Everyone,
no,
here
dude.
It is. She's gonna shit on the floor.
That was hey, bad.
Buckle up, everyone.
She's still gone. All right, sorry.
Here it comes. Floor shit.
Damn.
Oh, it's going to be a three-coiler.
Oh, my gosh.
I know one thing and one thing only.
And that's floor shit.
Pretty good flexibility there, everybody.
I mean,
yeah.
Like a reverse snake charmer.
Presley, fantastic work.
Dude, if just
killing the mood. You're, like, killing my mood.
Yeah,
a
way
bunch
to go,
of Sebastian
idiot.
Bach all over again.
A bunch of coil snakes just came out of her ass.
Not cool, dude. I'm trying to.
What was funny about that was she tried to do like a mic drop moment to slap her ass and walk away, but her fucking connection's so bad, it was like.
Dude, how great would it be if she went to go shit, though, and then like peanut brittle snakes just popped out of her ass?
Yeah.
Fucking fool us.
Can you queef a Nerf ball? I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Don't What's your about. Mind sweep situation?
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to now do the final round.
I'm blown away if. Presley doesn't walk away with this thing.
Let's do it.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
There's another round?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Chris? Let's do this for the sake of time.
Who's first?
Give all three.
Okay.
Because we are already running late.
Madison 8. Obviously, do Presley 10. And I give,
Madison 8, Presley 10.
What's
up? Sarah.
Sarah, I give a 6.
Okay. I'll do mine. Madison 9, Sarah 8, Presley 10.
I did Madison 9, Presley 10, Sarah 3.
I'll be honest, doesn't it sound worse when we're not making fun of the things?
Well, just yeah. we're now
just clinical. Saying the numbers. Yeah. Yeah. Ralph, you own the network.
Yeah, I think we should
just
kill Sarah.
Fuck Madison.
All right, let me start. Let's kill Sarah.
Jay.
I gave Madison an 8, Presley a 10, Sarah an 8.
Okay, and last
I like that
yeah.
Bush.
Yeah. Madison, I gave an 8. Presley, I gave a 9. And Sarah, I gave a 7.
All right. We got all
like
the numbers.
Sarah. I like
all right.
Sarah.
So now, before we tally the scores, to all the ladies, thank you so much for being a part of this. That is a. That was a
the
only
one clapping.
I don't like that.
This feels so much more dehumanizing than when you have these girls. There was a girl who blew like 5 people in here once.
Yeah, wasn't Ian one of them?
He's no, gay. That was back in the studio.
Ian was blowing those.
Harrington was. What, Harrington he was blowing guys?
Yeah, Harrington, yeah,
Harrington blew
eight
guys.
He was homeless. I mean, what do you...
Yeah, dude,
we
I
wanted
get
to get the true OnlyFans experience via video.
Yeah, he's his only fan, so...
It somehow feels dirtier.
Oh, no, well, that was they were in their natural environment. It was cool.
This is their environment, their homes.
It was like a slut zoo. Did you go to the slut enclosure?
A hornetry?
Albino slut?
I will say it's hilarious that Sarah's right. She goes, that's why I was going to become a professional slut. We're like, talk dirty. She's like, no.
I not to, actually.
Well, technically, because she's professional, she would need to get paid for it. All right.
Sure, that's fair enough. That's a good rationale for it. This is a funny thing. He goes, that's why I became a professional slut. Suck all our dicks. That's not my game.
Before we wrap, should we maybe let them all do a quick plug?
Yeah, let's all do the plug. Of course.
Do a quick butt plug.
Well, I thought what we do is this.
Oh,
the logical thing.
Come on. We're cooking.
When they come in order, like when you say number three, then we bring her on and she does her plug. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, come in order.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Who is it? Who's number three?
Oh, hold on. Wait, you just vamp a little bit longer. I'm still
she's got a vamp.
I know the answer.
She's got a
vamp.
All right, so bring them on. We'll do them all through their plugs then. We'll go back to your idea then.
Okay.
All right, so we'll start with... Hello, gals. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We'll start with Madison.
You girls are getting so big.
In the order that they were doing...
Oh, that was my family Zoom. Sorry.
Madison, your plugs, please.
Oh, my nieces. Hey, girls.
You want what?
Your plugs. Anything you want to plug. Your OnlyFans, your socials, whatever you want to plug.
Uncle Jay, super proud of you, girls.
Dude, that's what I just said.
So my OnlyFans is onlyfans.com.
That joke is his, Madison.
Wait, you stepped on her plug. Say that again.
Sorry.
You stepped on her plug. That has to go in her butt, Jay.
/MadisonKnox.
Okay, and it's spelled with an N like I spelled it. No, just kidding. Obviously not.
KNOX, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And you don't want to plug any socials, just the OnlyFans. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's the main thing. But yeah, my Instagram is MadisonKnoxOfficial, and my Twitter is MadisonKnox.
Okay, you can plug. You can butt plug if you want.
Presley.
Jesus Christ.
Presley, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Your plugs, please.
OnlyFans.com/PresleyDawson is my main one. And then my free one is OnlyFans.com/LovePresleyDawson. And Instagram is Presley_Dawson. Twitter is Presley's World. And TikTok is Presley's World, _World.
All right, cool. Thank you very much. And lastly, Sarah.
Go to allmylinks.com/SarahRusi for my Instagram, OnlyFans, Twitter.
Smart. The old All My Links page, which is, what is the other one that linked? What's the other one that's
the horror Linktree? Dude, it rules.
Good to know. All right, Shannon, do you have it?
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to let the ladies know because I just don't want to hang up on them. I'm going to let them all go. And
all right,
then...
ladies, well, let them all go.
Yeah. Oh.
You don't want to keep the winner on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let them go in order.
Wait, they're not going to sit on the show to find out who won?
Yeah, you're right.
It's crazy.
It's been a long day. I'm so sorry. Okay, number
Shannon,
three.
What the hell
third
are you
please.
Doing?
Third place.
Ralph.
I can't even complain because the two of you have been here as long as I've been here.
Dude, I've been here longer. I put in a 9-hour shift today.
Yeah, I was here earlier.
I was here for 18 hours today.
Okay, in third place is Sarah.
Good for her. That's bullshit.
Thank you, Sarah.
At least second or first.
We have them on the screen.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Okay, in second place, and by the way, the between first and second place is only a 1 point difference.
Whoa!
It's a point five, half
yeah,
point,
point
difference.
Five. Way to go, Ralph.
So, can I tell you something? I think my picks are indicative of exactly what happened here. Because I'm telling you, number one and two, it's 1 point difference.
Okay. All right. You did your math there. I didn't do my math. I can't. But the 0.5 threw me off. Okay.
Okay, so the runner-up is Madison. Making Miss OnlyFans.
Hold on. If she shits right now, though, it's 2 points.
Making Miss SDR.
Late in the game, Madison. Time to shit. Oh, I hope you had a Poke Bowl for brunch.
I give up. You guys do.
Yeah, Madison's the best.
All right, so winning the Miss SDR OnlyFans, it is Presley. Thank you very much, ladies.
Take your prize money and beef up your internet.
Yeah. We'll send a wrap.
You're slinging pussy over this thing. You got to have a clear picture.
There's a Bye Guys hoodie coming to you.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you, ladies. You guys were all awesome. Presley, congratulations.
Oof.
And congratulations to everyone.
Congratulations to us, really. Yeah, that was just phenomenal.
Especially Shannon. She probably enjoyed it the most.
Oh, Shannon, you're probably so wet. Did you shit and squirt like I commanded you to?
I did, but you couldn't see it.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. We're running long, so let's just do plugs with the guys in the room, and we'll wrap up the show. We'll start with you, Chris.
High Society Radio, Notes of a Goon is my other podcast, and then I got a bunch of shit coming up with Robbie Bernstein and places. Just follow me at Chris from BKOYN on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, Brian?
Brian 6 on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, whatever. Listen to Your Fucked Up Podcast and on the Patreon.
Tim?
At Tim Butterly on all social media. Listen to Dad Meet with me, Mike Rainey, and come to our first live show in Royersford, Pennsylvania at Soljols this weekend, Friday night, soljols.com.
All right, Jay?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Portland coming up very soon. Brian's going to be with me, the Bees.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Get ready, Philly.
And, come through, Tim. If you're in town, dude, come hang.
I don't think I got anything going on.
Dude.
Then come through.
I'm going to sleep at Helium that whole week, dude.
Yeah. But, like, Jimmy, come. I want everyone to come. Let's just fucking have fun. And it's going to be a wild weekend. I'm there Wednesday, and then not Thursday, but Friday and Saturday also. So it's going to be a fucking fun weekend, man. Come check that out. Again, I said Portland's coming up, Cleveland, Halloween weekend. I'm all over the place. BigJComedy.com. Listen to The Bonfire on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, The Legion of Skanks right here on the SDR Network. And watch my specials. And also, Gas Digital's producing my last crowd work album is being, I think it's almost done being edited.
So good.
Ready to go.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm excited for that to come out.
Yeah.
Me too. Shannon?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Everybody who's in the room right now has been on the show and told awesome stories, so you can check that all out. That's it.
I'm not going to let Paul speak because he never plugs anything. That's why he's getting punished right
Maybe
now.
Maybe today was the one day he had a plug.
Can I tell you something that's so funny about ghosts? This was really funny. When I was in Austin for Moon Tower Festival, I went out back in my venue to smoke a cigarette. And there was I opened the door into a semicircle of people who were doing a ghost tour.
Oh, like a tour of haunted places.
Yes, and the lady was telling, and I went over to smoke, and I'm listening to her tell all these fucking things. I wish I would have paid more attention to what she was saying.
But this is Casper's third uncle.
I was more just laughing about them doing whatever. And then they all eventually walked off, and I was still there smoking a cigarette. And I looked up to see the group. When the group was about 15 seconds walk away.
That's when the ghost came out?
There was two fat chicks standing there who stayed behind in the group, and they pulled out like an Egon machine.
Oh, to check like that.
And all I saw them do, I'm smoking, and I just go, who are these two? And right next to me, they just go, and it makes like a yellow light, and they go, whoa. They walked off. Dude,
they probably thought you were Slimer.
It made me laugh. I've seen one of these.
This is
a class 5 specter.
That's great. All right, just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday, the Good Sugar Podcast. Thank you, everyone. Do we have a song of the week? You want one? I didn't plan one. Anything you want to hear, Jay? Why don't we do this? Stone Sour's Wicked Game.
Okay.
You said it was good? Never heard it.
It is good.
We'll do that, and we'll see you next week and next Saturday. Who's on Saturday, Shannon?
Probably someone great.
Toad the West Rocket.
No, that one's a release. Oh, it's Ron Funches.
Oh, Ron Funches. All right, cool. All right, we'll see you next time on the SDR Show. Peace.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.